Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. On today's show, we're looking at what's in store for 2024 in the world of real estate investing. The strain of higher interest rates is definitely creating sleepless nights for many commercial real estate owners. On the flip side, there is significant capital eagerly lining up to take advantage of market dislocations. Big names like Blackstone, Brookfield Asset Management, Starwood are among those that have completed or are actively raising mega funds targeting opportunistic strategies. For example, Brookfield is actively raising its fifth vintage global opportunistic real estate fund. The fund is called Brookfield Strategic Real Estate Partners 5, and it's reportedly got a $15 billion target for the raise. Now, an opportunity fund is basically code for vulture fund. This is where investors raise a bunch of capital and wait in the wings for distressed properties to hit the street at discounted prices. According to an estimate from Colliers, there's approximately $260 billion of cash sitting on the sidelines targeting North American real estate, and that's split between private debt, value add, and opportunistic strategies. It's important to note that fundraising isn't entirely smooth sailing. We've certainly experienced that. It's a tougher environment for fundraising of all types, and it doesn't matter whether it's a value add fund or even opportunistic funds. While investors are interested in opportunistic strategies, they are also hesitant to deploy capital. And that's evident in longer lead times for funds to reach their fundraising goals. The average time it takes for a fund to get to its final close is now hovering at around 24 months, compared with 16 months back in 2020. We can gain some insights from a recent investor sentiment survey published by CBRE. The first area examined is just transaction activity. Of those surveyed, a quarter plan to maintain their level of purchases about the same in 2023 and 2024, but 60% plan to buy more real estate in 2024 than last year. A third plan to sell about the same amount of real estate this year compared with last, and 40% plan to sell more this year than last. So all in all, it's looking like investors are anticipating 2024 will be a more active year than last year. Most of the investors surveyed expect the transaction activity will pick up in the second half of the year, and about a third expect the recovery in transaction volume to extend well into 2025. 60% plan to maintain their asset allocations the same this year as compared with last, and further 30% plan to increase their allocations. Most investors are targeting multifamily apartments, number one, and industrial, number two, with 75% favoring apartments and 40% favoring industrial and logistics. The most favored segment of multifamily apartments is Class A, with 86% of respondents focusing on that segment. 54% are targeting value-add opportunities in both B and C class properties, and only 35% are targeting B and C class properties that do not have value-add potential. With rising interest rates, an increasing percentage of real estate investors has shifted their focus away from hard assets towards being the lender for these types of projects. Fully 40% of investors responded that this was their number one focus area. If we look at where the distress is concentrated in the market, there's two ways to look at it. You can look in the rearview mirror and see what is already distressed, and then there's the forward-looking where we look at the potential for distress. In the rearview mirror, no surprise, the number one category is office, with $35.5 billion in assets already in distress, followed by $21.6 billion in retail and $14.7 billion in hotels. On a forward-looking basis, office continues to be near the top of the list when it comes to potential for future distress. However, topping the list for potential distress, somewhat surprising, is the multifamily apartment category. Potential distress is based on the large number of apartment value-add projects that were funded with bridge debt in the period from 2020 through 2022. And we've talked at length the changes in lending that will make it more difficult for those projects to refinance into permanent financing. The truth is, we don't know the extent of the damage. Bridge lenders are in a mode of extend and pretend. They don't want to create an aura of distress, which will ultimately have a cascade effect on their entire loan portfolio. At the same time, most investors I know have experienced at least one capital call. And these capital calls are likely to continue as 2024 progresses, and investors are increasingly called upon to close the gap between forecast valuations back in 2021 and 2022 and the current valuation today, which for these same projects are probably valued about a third less. When you look at monetary policy, this ultimately results in a deflationary environment. The destruction of value in commercial real estate means that bank debt is getting retired with actual cash equity. And if these loans are private loans, then we're talking about real money chasing real money. Now, the vulture funds stand ready with their barrels loaded, ready to swoop in and grab some bargains in the market when the time comes. The result is a deleveraging of real estate. When bank debt is replaced with real cash, the result is deleveraging. Increasingly, real cash is being used to fund equity, preferred equity, and even several forms of debt. These opportunity funds are the path to acquiring major bargains, but there's no reason why Blackstone and Brookfield should have a monopoly on this. They shouldn't be the only ones reaping the benefits of the opportunity in the market. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.